This is In the Hall of the Mountain King, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Lovin Hawkins and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, featuring the friendship between Dustin Henderson and Annie Munson, with additional tags for bittersweet, depending on what you think comes next, POV Dustin Henderson, friendship, found family, missing scene, season 4, before the battle, humor, fluff and humor, in jokes, ficlet, originally posted on Tumblr, hopeful ending, hope, mild hurt comfort. Eddie has this running joke. He hums In the Hall of the Mountain King any time there's a silence in campaigns where players are trying to think about what to do next. Gets faster and faster the longer it takes for them to decide. Even if Dustin's the one who's deep in thought, it cracks him up every time. And then spring break comes. And suddenly, simple, easy fun like that seems very far away. Eddie and Dustin are sitting on the trailer roof, waiting for the go-ahead to start the music. Eddie's chewing his nails to the quick, leg bouncing up and down restlessly as he stares out at the sky, face pale. Dustin suddenly thinks that he looks very small. So he waits in the silence, makes a decision. It takes a couple of bars for Eddie to hear it. When he does, his head whips round, eyes wide, and Dustin grins, hums louder and louder until it almost feels like they're not in the upside down at all. The only thing that matters is that they're together, and In the Hall of the Mountain King is the funniest thing in the world. Eddie laughs and laughs, and maybe it's still a little shaky, but as he collapses onto his back, Dustin can see, just for a moment, the weight of everything fall from his shoulders. Dustin lies down beside him, and the song fades away until they're both just giggling, setting each other off again whenever they begin to slow down. Eddie pulls Dustin close, ruffles his hair.
I love you,
he says, tears of mirth still streaming down his face.
So fucking much.
Dustin smiles, reaches for his hand, and squeezes it tight.
Love you too.
Their time's running out. They must only have seconds left. But right now, it feels like they can take on the world. The end.